Well, hello. This is Elvin, campus pastor down at Christ Community Sarpy, coming at you for Project 4-4 Accelerator for today, March 5th. And today we're going to be looking at a few different scriptures, Leviticus 19 and 25, and Deuteronomy 5, as well as chapters 20 through 25. And today we're going to re-examine a few of those civil laws that we talked about back on March 1st in the accelerator for March 1st. And what we see today is that these laws are applying the Ten Commandments to the daily lives of the Israelites. And the laws that we're looking at today, that we read about today, concern primarily two groups of people: the poor, which include the widows and the orphans, as well as the foreigners. So the poor and the foreigners. And what these laws do, this is the big idea of today's reading, is that these laws reflect God's generosity and faithfulness toward those who are vulnerable. A big idea is that these laws reflect God's generosity and faithfulness toward those that are vulnerable. Now, I want to throw at you a few facts that popped out at me as I was reading and studying for this morning's accelerator. Number one is the concern for the poor. Now, the concern for the poor was a characteristic that was pretty widespread throughout many ancient Near Eastern cultures. And we can see how the ancient Israelites, they had particular concern for the poor. You can see it in texts that we've been reading these last several weeks, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. But you can see it in scriptures such as in Jeremiah chapter 7 as well as Zechariah chapter 7. And so we see that this is particular importance not only for the Israelites, but for God. But the distinction is that for the Israelites, it was not socially motivated. It was not motivated because of the benefits that would be involved for taking care of the foreigner, and they would be able to work in your land. The motivation was because it was a reflection on God's holiness and character. And so so it was more to do with who God is and what he required of them than whether or not it would benefit them socially to take care of these groups of people. Additionally, the laws that Israel had concerned the foreigners, whereas the laws that ancient cultures seem to have did not concern foreigners. Here you see that foreigners were to be treated as their neighbor, in pagan cultures, they were not considered the neighbors. Foreigners were considered not one of us, and so they're over there and we are over here. And that brings me to my last little fact, the term neighbor. That the term neighbor used in this particular reading this morning can be used for non-Israelites. And it's actually used in today's reading when referring to a foreigner. It says to love him as yourself. Kind of brings to memory the second greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I want you to notice that God's reason for these commandments on how to treat the poor and foreigners are rooted in his generosity and his faithfulness. Consider these readings of this morning. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to give you a land of Canaan to be your and to be your God. To give you a land and to be your God. God is generous. He gives to those that are poor. He gives to those that are without, like he gave to the Israelites while they were in captivity. Additionally, he says that you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So God's reasons, simply put, are that I was generous to you when you were poor and without, as well as you were a foreigner, you were an alien. And so I want you to remember that and how I treated you when you were an alien in a foreign land. And so God is simply reminding them, and that the way they live their lives remind them of how God treated them. So let's go ahead and look at these two, the poor. Israel was poor. Israel was in need. Israel was vulnerable and helpless in Egypt, and God delivered them generously and graciously, delivering them to a land that he says is flowing with milk and honey. And as well as the foreigner, I just finished saying that God delivered them and saw them and noticed them when they were in a foreign land. So this is the way that God treats people who are vulnerable, as well as those who are not one of us. And so we, as God's people, as Christians, we ought to reflect on how we respond to those who are not one of us, the foreigner, and those who don't look like us, the poor, the widows, the orphans, those people. So today's reading reminds me of Jesus' words when telling a parable concerning judgment. He says, whatever you did for the least of these, you do for me. Now, notice that in that particular parable, Jesus says that the least of these are the stranger, foreigner, as well as the poor, those who are naked and those who are hungry and thirsty. Notice that he said that those are the least of these, and the way that we treat them is the way that we're treating him. Reminds us of the reading in Numbers chapter 5, where the Lord equates sin against one another as unfaithfulness toward him. That sin against one another is the same as sin toward God. Love God, love your neighbor. Loving God and loving your neighbor, they're the same thing. You cannot love God when you do not love your neighbor. Reminds you of 1 John, where he says that how can you say you love God when you who you do not see, when you do not love your brother whom you do see. So how God's people treat one another, as well as how they treat people who are not like them, reflects greatly on the God that we worship. And so today we should be considering how does the way we live and respond toward those who are poor and those who are not like us reflect on God's generosity in our lives. That God delivered us from bondage. He delivered us from darkness and the corruption that is in the world, 1 Peter says, or 2 Peter rather, says that he delivered us from corruption of the world and the desires of the flesh. And how does the way we live reflect that truth, reflect that reality that God has been incredibly generous and gracious toward us. And so lastly, I want to point you to 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 18, where we see a list of these godly qualities that we should strive to have. And he says that if we fail to grow and to supplement our faith with these qualities, it is because we have become nearsighted and blind and have forgotten that we've been cleansed. And these laws that God gives to his people is to constantly remind them that they've been freed from bondage. That's why he says, I am the Lord your God who freed you from the land of Egypt. Today, why don't you consider, what has God freed you from? Has he freed you from addiction? How about some respectable sins like self-righteousness or legalism? Has he freed you from that? Or has he freed you from some broken relationships? How can you remind yourself today of what God has done in your life? Why don't you go ahead and write those down, carry them around, and give praise to Christ for all that he's done in your life. Well, that's it for now, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.